From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 546, which is intended for broadcast March the 26th through April 9th, 2021. I'm Brady Murray, and I'm joined, as always, by Dr. Jerry Plummer, once again, though, by phone. Right, Doc?
That's it. But, you know, the day's coming where we won't have to be telephonically. I believe that day's coming sometime pretty soon.
I think so. I think that you're close to being ready to do any of the things that you used to do, right?
Yeah, right. I've got the vaccination, and I think yours is coming up in about a week, 10 days, with luck.
Sure. We have probably folks who listen to this program that say, I wouldn't take the vaccination, and we're not here to compel anybody to do it, but I think we've both agreed. Let's get back on with some degree of normalcy, right?
It's whatever somebody decides. You and I decided we want to take it, you know, and given that, I'm all happy because that, at least in my mind, will be somewhat protected, right?
Absolutely.
That's good news.
Doc, let's start with a couple of new broadcasters.
Yeah, didn't you say you had some new broadcasters?
We do, and they're going to start during the time that this program will run. So let's go ahead. We're going to be a little ahead on both, but let's start with Dr. Joe Allen. The program is Dr. Allen Presents, and this is going to be Monday, 2:30 Central, Thursday, 11:45 Central, and Friday, 9:15 p.m. Central, all on Transmitter 1. So that's going to cover, 15:825 and then 32:15.
Right, yeah, that's two good frequencies there.
So look for that to begin on April the 5th. We're going to have three airings per week. It's a 15-minute broadcast called Dr. Allen Presents, and I strongly suspect that on the new program guide released on the 1st of April, that those details will be there.
That's good. That's real good. Where is he from? Do you know?
He is in Florida.
Florida, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's
that.
And you got him two good frequencies, too.
We do, definitely. Also, Doc, I want to mention that we'll have an expansion. Saturdays, Transmitter 2, we have Think Red Ink. It's called The Words of Jesus, rather. Words of Jesus with Don Harris. And I think you may be familiar with that program. Don Harris was with us maybe 10 or 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
About a year ago, came back on the air with us on 93.50 on Saturdays. He's going to expand. We talked about the broadcast. It's a year old. Are we going to continue with that? And he said, absolutely, and I'd like to actually expand. And so the expansion is going to be Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. Central, which I believe, Doc, help me, is this 0030 UT?
Yeah.
Is that how you'd say that?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you're right on the money.
And the frequency is 4840.
I remember he was on maybe 12 or 15 years ago, and then I remember last year you told me that he was making a comeback, and that's good. Now he's expanding.
It's real good, and expanding is always great. And I wanted to mention this about Don Harris. I've spoken with him many times. This last time when he and I talked about expanding and about 4840, and he said that he, a few years ago, was in Africa, and that he got a shortwave radio and tuned up WWCR, and that just did it for him. You know, we tell people this works. We get response. Yeah. We talk about response. But it was his personal experience that said, this really does work.
Oh, yeah, it does. I know a long time ago, the first of those HFCCs I went to, it was in Tunis, and I brought a shortwave radio, and I believe that we could, you know, get picked up. But when I first heard us over there, for the first time, I thought, you know what? This is truly real. This stuff does work.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Makes a big difference to know, right?
Yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, that way you can kind of talk to somebody straight up and look them in the eye over the phone, if you will, and say, yeah, it will reach. And that's true. You've heard it reach. I know when you was in Tunis, you were tuning up stuff and hearing it reach.
Yes, every frequency. Kept a spreadsheet and kept a very light sleeping schedule to test all those frequencies.
But I know the first day that I heard it, I think 2007, I thought, you know what, this really is true. I always believed it was true. Now I know it's true.
So, Doc, another expansion that we have, shortwave listeners know the program VORW International. And so we're going to get into that just a little bit. We expanded that program to WITA Knoxville, and that's going to be 9 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays. And that's also, we have a stream for WITA 1490, and it's also available on TuneIn. And I got a response from the host of VORW after the first program, and he says, the new airing on WITA already seems to be doing nicely. I got an email from a listener in the Knoxville area who had struggled with getting any of my broadcasts due to RF interference, and was able to hear clearly on 1490 AM. And so he actually sent that response. It's a gentleman named Greg in Knoxville, and that's exactly what he's saying. Hey, this is great. I hear it. It's clear. And then what's interesting to me about that, Doc, is I looked through other responses that he sent, and one was a gentleman, Jarrett, in Kingsport, Tennessee, who always listens on shortwave. Wow, so for folks not familiar with the Knoxville area, Kingsport is not far away.
No, it's not.
It's too far for our station in Knoxville to reach. Mm-hmm. So that gentleman's picking up WWCR 6115 to listen to VORW.
That's good.
And he's got several, as he always does, several really good reports. Just going through the list here, you're in Ontario, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Florida, again, Pennsylvania, Delaware. He does very well overseas. And these are folks talking about, this is the first time that I've listened, talking about the request that they're asking for him to play.
Right.
It's just good stuff.
Right.
And
yeah,
another one worth mentioning.
He does a very good job of reporting, people that report to him. And again, it's like we were saying, that's truth. That's people actually listening there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just making up something and putting on a sheet of paper. That's verified by a third party, not me, not you, but him. They're coming to him with these notes. So it definitely gets out, no doubt.
But it tells you quite a bit, Doc. I mentioned that VORW has been on WNQM Nashville at 2 a.m. Central on Saturday mornings, right?
Right.
And here's a gentleman writing in, says, I'm a big fan, listen on 1300 every weekend. 2 a.m., right?
2 in the morning.
So, and some folks have said that they listened on TuneIn. Maybe they're on the West Coast, and it's more like midnight. But
yeah. The
fact is, whether you're listening on TuneIn, on stream, like so many who report listening on 6115 at 2200 UT Saturday, on WITA, on WNQM, the fact of the matter is, it's an entertaining show that people listen to. And you can put it on any radio station that is functional and works. And if the content is good, people are going to find it and listen to it.
I agree with that. As a matter of fact, he had just sent a Twitter out today. He likes to go in and test new fast food sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Today he's testing the Burger King, Wendy's, to see if it's any good or not. You know,
Wendy's today, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's the double stack I think he's doing today. He does a lot of things.
I have to look for that. I know that his review is very popular, and he's got a dry personality and picks up on some of the most subtle of details. And I find him very entertaining, and he is extremely transparent when it comes to who's listening and helping the station. As far as coverage and just he's just a true shortwave fan, and he's a hard worker, Doc. He does this show, he does his reviews on YouTube, and he stays busy. So he's excellent to have on.
He's the face of countless memes too, scattered all across the internet.
yes, he is.
He's amazing.
I'm glad to hear
that ITA. And already got a response, too.
Yes, immediately. So I just wanted to say, keep supporting the broadcasters on our medium wave, on WWCR. Let those folks hear from you. That's the only way that they know that you're listening. And Doc, like you know, you've been a shortwave listener for a long, long time. It's just so easy to be in your house, in your office, whatever it is you're doing. You've got the radio on, you're listening. There are programs you've listened to for a long, long time, but never maybe communicated with the speaker. And it's very, very important that you do that. And I'll mention, just beyond that, it's still possible if you want to make a general donation to WWCR to keep the content diverse and to keep us on air. It's always possible to visit WWCR.com and click that donate button at the top.
Yeah,
and you know, any amount works. We're grateful for every donation, right?
It works very easily, and it's very safe, too. You know, there's no reason to have any fear, you know, with all the things you hear about the Internet. This PayPal deal is very safe. They've never been hacked. Nobody gets your information. It's you can feel comfortable that it's okay to do it.
I ordered something using PayPal from India just last night.
Well,
I feel that safe about it.
I've done it several times, too, for overseas, and I've never had any trouble with it. So if
I
any of our
either.
Listeners might have a little bit of fear or a little concern about, you know, doing this on the Internet, it's as safe as it gets. I have no troubles doing it. And you don't either. You know, we've done it repeatedly.
So, Doc, in the very limited time that we have left, and it is very limited, I wanted to touch on this because we're going to be back in a couple of weeks. Thoughts on March Madness. And for those outside of the U.S. or outside of North America and people who just don't care much about it. Doc, what is March Madness?
Well, we missed it last year because of the pandemic, but it's the annual time of the year where all the 352 United States universities go in, narrow it down to 64, and they have playoffs to see who's going to be crowned the...
In basketball. So the total number again is what?
352.
352. And we narrow it down now to 68, where it used to be 64.
Right.
And I asked you kind of to talk about it, but I want to mention there that of all those universities, Doc, there are several ways to get in. You can be a perennial powerhouse team with big money, or you can be Morehead State from the OVC in Kentucky, who won your own conference tournament and make it into this tournament. And it's a true one-and-done tournament, where small schools have the opportunity to have a big stage.
Yeah, and that's happened some, at least twice with Oral Roberts University.
Mm-hmm.
A name that's familiar to many of our listeners. A little small university that has knocked off two of the big guys.
You mentioned Oral Roberts. They're still in there with a 15 seed, Loyola, a number 8 seed. We've got a Creighton at 5. This is down to 16, right, as we're recording this. USC is a 6. Oregon is a 7. Michigan is a 1. Alabama is a 2. UCLA 11. So of all these teams that they put in the mix, it's not just the number ones, but we do have a couple of those in there. One is Gonzaga and one is Baylor.
Right there. Now, they were number ones going into the March Madness.
Number one going in and still there. So the odds said that they're likely to win it all. There's four number one seeds. And again, we
52 to 68 to 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have it last year, and that really upset a lot of people in the United States. Not to mention that the betting lines in Las Vegas lost over $3 billion because there wasn't one.
I've never bet on sports. I don't particularly like it, but I know people do it. But it is an exciting tournament, Doc.
Oh, yeah.
We are out of time, but let's both give our prediction. We may be back to, you know, eat crow or to say, hey, we got one right, but I think you and I both are picking Gonzaga to win it all.
And we're both, I believe, picking Gonzaga to beat Baylor.
That's a fact.
That's and we didn't put our heads together on it. We just did it separately, and we still come out with the same two.
Right.
So we'll either eat crow next time, or we can tell everybody with confidence we already knew what we were doing.
Sounds good. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks, Doc.
Ask WWCR is a biweekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's Ask WWCR at WWCR.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.